that has brought up a lot of angst, especially in our time. Here in 1 Peter, we're in chapter 2, and looking at, we're probably only going to touch on a little bit of this verse right here, because there's a lot to say about it. And verse 13 says, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of men for the Lord's sake, whether it be to king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." Just looking at that little bit of text right there, because that's where we're at, that was just the next place that we're going to be in. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 and following. It actually starts in verse 11, which says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation, your lifestyle, honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, that they may by your good works, which they shall be behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." And then he says, "Submit yourselves to the governing powers." This scripture has been used to put the church in a box.
Exactly right.
To say that we should be totally submitted to the government. That's not what this is saying.
No.
They use this in Romans chapter 13 again, which I'm going to flip over there real quick. I'm not just going to tell you my opinion that it's not the thing. I'm going to explain it to through the scripture. So Romans 13 ties right into this. Peter and Paul speaking about the governments. And "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." Verse 2. "Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. That they, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of them, of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, and a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." All right? So, in these times right here where we have a representative republic government, all right, that's what we have. Our government is not a monarchy like Paul was writing in there. At his time, it was Claudius Caesar was ruling in the time this was written, around AD 55, somewhere around there. Nero and Claudius, it was about ready to change places. So Paul was writing to the church because there was a problem with the church not obeying the monarchy. Mm-hmm. All right? And he said, for health's sake, for the world to see you walking righteously, let them see you obeying the laws of Rome. In other words, if Rome tells you not to paint on the building, don't paint on the building. But he also says these folks who are in power are empowered to wield the rod for good. Mm-hmm. All right? And if you're doing good, you shouldn't fear them.
Right.
Now, what happens when a tyrannical government, or a government who stops helping the folks that are doing good and starts helping the people that are doing bad? Is the church in subjection to their power or to that power? Think about that question for a second. Ask yourself, Does the government have the right to tell the church when it can gather?
No.
No. Does the government in America or anywhere, does the government have the power or the authority to tell us what we need, when we can let somebody in our house or when we cannot?
No.
Does the government have the power to tell you what clothes to wear?
No.
Does the government have the power to tell you to wear a mask or not?
No.
All right.
I think.
Yes, come
this
on.
This means more of paying your dues and your taxes.
Yes, come on. You're right. It's about that. Well, remember, he's talking about a monarchy, not a republic,
right.
You know, not a represented republic. We vote people in to work for us.
Right.
Okay? In Paul's time, the king wasn't voted in. Nero wasn't voted in.
It was
a military dictatorship.
That's right.
All right? Now, in America, we put these people in power. We paid their salary.
Right.
They don't have that authority
over
us.
They do not.
And even in the Bible, there are several places where people disobeyed the law. Think of Moses, or before Moses' time, the women who were the midwives. That's what you call them, right? The midwives. And so they were told to kill every male child that came out of the Hebrew area. If there was a boy child born, they were told to go feed it to the crocodiles. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. I want to obey. I fear God more than I fear Pharaoh.
Amen. Amen.
So when the government tells you that you've got to bow down and not surrender, or they're telling you must surrender your right to worship to them, is that not that of the same ideal?
Mm-hmm.
We have a great example of the Hebrew boys, right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the king said, when you need to worship the Colossus, when you hear the music playing, everybody needs to fall down and worship. Did they do that?
No.
Then they were brought before the king. And the king said, they were brought before the justices, and the justice said, you have a chance right now, when you hear the music play, if you'll bow down and worship, you won't have a problem. And those three Hebrew boys said, king, we have no need to answer you in this, for you already know where we stand. Paraphrasing. So when the government tells you how to worship, when to worship, and what to worship, we stand up and say, no, we worship the one true God. Cuomo, Trump, Biden, Pelosi, they are not God. They're not God. All right? I worship the one true God. And it tells me in the Word of God that I'm not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together as we see that day approaching. Do not. Now, what does do not forsake mean?
Command. This is command.
That's not a high suggestion?
Yeah.
Really? Daniel, when Darius sent down the command that nobody can worship, nobody can pray except to Darius, that he was the all-supreme leader, nobody could worship except for him, what did Daniel do? Three times a day. Three times a day, just like he always did. He did not stop his regular routine of worship. And as I talk to other pastors about this, they say, well, there wasn't a disease killing millions of people. All right, there's not a disease killing millions of people now.
No.
All right, now there's a picture of a disease. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that there is a virus that was let loose,
yeah.
But I also believe that the numbers are way
Amen.
Messed up.
Amen.
Way messed up. I'm not saying that people didn't die from it, but the most folks who died from it was when Cuomo, the supposedly most powerful ruler in New York, of course he doesn't know God because that's the powerful ruler in New York, that guy sent sick people to the old folks' homes, to the retirement centers. And he forced the retirement centers to allow them to come in with the virus, which killed a lot of elderly.
Yeah.
Of course, you won't see that in his book.
He also brought medical people in from other states.
Yep, he brought medical people in from other states. There were ways to get around that, but because he disliked the president at the time, he didn't use the medical ship that was parked. He didn't use the emergency hospital that was raised up in just a few days. So anyhow, all of that saying, when pastors tell us that we've got to submit to the government, is only part true.
Right.
We've got to ask ourselves, is what we're doing evil or is what we're doing good? When Peter and John were preaching in the temple, and the authorities said, do not preach in the name of Jesus Christ anymore. You know what they did?
They did it anyway.
They preached in the name of Jesus Christ the next morning. All right? They went to, in fact, they escaped from the jail, or the angels set them free from the jail, and they went right to the synagogue, and they started preaching again. The guards came and said, well, where are they? Oh, they're back in the synagogue preaching. And the rulers came and they caught them and they beat them and forbade them to speak in the name of Jesus Christ. And they said, should we obey God or should we obey man? It's better to obey God.
Amen.
It's better to obey God. See, unfortunately, there's not many pastors that fear God more than they fear man right now.
Right. It's sad.
It is sad.
Or people.
It's sad. Or people. Yep. There's a lot of things that are happening right now in our time. When you look at this scripture and you understand what's going on, we need to look at something that's called hermeneutics. Have you ever heard of what hermeneutics is? Mm-hmm. It's the harmony of the Gospels. Right? Because so many people take these scriptures right here and they take them out of context.
Right.
They don't pull them in with the harmony of the times. They don't pull them in with the situation that's going on. And they don't really tie it into anything else. They just take a scripture. Well, if you don't obey what the government says, you're resisting God and you're going to be judged for it. I have had a pastor tell me that.
Doesn't know his scripture very well, does he?
Amen. I call his name, but you know him. All right. But when you look at the hermeneutics of it, theological history, the technical history, the context of the grammar that was used in it, right? You pull all of those things together and you re-look into the scripture and see what it's really saying.
Right.
All right. Look into it again. Chapter 13 of Romans, but let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. First of all, in a representative republic, who's the higher power? No. The people. We, the people. All right? Who's the higher? Cuomo is not the higher power. The Senate in New York City is not the higher power. We hired them. How many of y'all have ever hired somebody to do something for you? All right? When you hired somebody to do something for you, were they the boss?
No.
You were the boss. You were paying them.
Right. Right.
You were the one in authority. In our Constitution, the people are the ones that are in authority, not the so-called governing powers. Now, we entrust them to do certain things. Now, it also gives us in our Constitution, any time that the government stops representing the people, we have a duty to pull down that government and to replace it with something that's better suiting for the people. I'm not saying it's time for that yet. In fact, I'm not saying for the church to do that at all. All right? Because we don't belong in this government anyhow. It's not Johnny, go get your gun. It's time for the church to really pray and enter into the battle the way that we're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is we do not forsake the assembly. And I don't, folks, the mask that they're telling you to wear is more hazardous to your health.
Amen.
Right? If you think about the way a virus, don't help me, nurse, right? When a virus is in your body and you're coughing and you're shedding it out, right? What is that virus doing? It's coming out of your body, it's going into the oxygen, it lasts for a little while, and it dies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a virus does. That's what it happens. Now, if you take and cough that virus into a mask over your face, and it stays warm, it stays moist, and you inhale, what does that virus do?
Yeah.
It stays there. And I might be wrong on this, but the way I look at it is, like if you're making a roux or a gravy or a stew or something like that, and you render it down, it becomes more potent.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Now, isn't that the way that it works? Yeah. Right? So you've got all your spices and a big jug of water right there. You boil the water off, and all those spices, it gets more and more rich. Well, what do you think happens when you cough into that mask? And it collects all of that bacteria,
exactly.
All right? And it grows and it adds more to it because it's just like any bacteria, it's going to grow. You're breathing into it, it's getting worse, and you suck it back down into your lungs.
Right.
And then you cough it back up, and you suck it back down into your lungs,
right.
And you cough
right.
It back up. It gets more and more and more powerful, not less and less powerful. Now, I'm no scientist, I'm no doctor. I'm just a common sense guy.
Yeah.
Common sense tells me that this virus is such a teensy, tiny, itsy bitsy, little itty bitty thing that a mask is like trying to stop a rainstorm
right.
With a screen
Amen.
Door.
Amen.
If the government was really concerned about stopping the virus in a mask, they would have issued us all respirators, regular gas canister respirators. That's the only thing that's going to keep it from
right.
Circulating in the air.
Right.
And then every day you change your canister.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't do that. They gave you a diaper to put on your face. And they commanded you, if you don't do it, you're breaking the law.
Right. Right.
Then they told you that we can't go to church. We can't worship together. We can't honor God. We can't come together and strengthen the body. Well, we got to ask ourselves, is that for good or is that for evil?
Right.
It's for evil. Amen? Am I just speaking on my ear right here? Y'all agree with that? Okay? It says that these powers are ordained by God, all right? Our Constitution, I truly believe, was ordained by God.
Yes,
I absolutely do. Our Bill of Rights was ordained by God.
Amen.
Our the Constitution and the one that comes right before the Constitution, I'm pulling
Bill
it
right.
That's after. Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the Declaration of Independence. There's these things that we didn't like the King of England doing, and this is our grievances, and we're going to be independent from those grievances. This is what we're complaining about. And then there's the Constitution that came after that. So the first thing that came out is we have these things that we don't like that the government of England is doing to America. And God ordained men to write these words, these beautiful words on paper,
yes.
To give us something solid to stand on for days such as this. Amen? Do you think it was okay for Esther, all right, to go into the king's presence? That was against the law, wasn't it? It was against the law. She was not allowed to go there. But she was willing to face death to honor God by saving the people. Again, the three Hebrew boys, they were willing to face the fiery furnace because they would not bow down to the government. Peter and John were willing to be beat so they would not back down, right? They were going to stand for God, not back down to the government. Daniel, he was willing to go to the lion's den, right? None of those people fought back. You know what they did? Say, I'm going to honor God. I'm going to trust God. If the lion eats me, I hope he doesn't get indigestion. Right? If the fires consume me, if God does not deliver me from this, it is okay.
Right. Amen.
It's all right. I don't care. But when I stand before God, he's not going to say, Curtis, you did not honor me with your word, with your life. You're more afraid of the government than you were of God. We've got to get that serious with this.
Amen.
We are under a tyrannical government.
Amen.
Right now the government is telling people who have restaurants they cannot work. That is not for good.
That's right.
Right? That's not for good. They're saying, well, they'll give you another stimulus check. Well, where did the money come from?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
All right, so they're going to say they're going to give you your money back? Because they got the money from us. Wow, what a great thing. Don't let me work, but then give me my money back that I paid you?
Yeah.
Folks, I think we got it a little upside down.
Mm-hmm.
He says that in verse 2, whosoever therefore resists the power resists the ordinance of God. So since the power in a representative republic is of the people, for the people, and by the people, since that republic is, so when the governor resists what the people says, who's the one that's actually going to be judged by God? The government will. See, we got right now the tail is wagging the dog.
Right.
It's all backwards. Nothing is the way it's supposed to be. We're not doing the things. And they that resist shall receive with themselves damnation. And I believe that. I believe we're watching our government crumble.
Yeah.
We absolutely are. The government of the United States, the Supreme Court, they're going to crumble. Well, first of all, the title is messed up. That's just a court of 9 sinners. They are not supreme. Right? The Supreme was a group back in the 60s. Right? Those were the Supremes.
Diana
Ross. Exactly. Those were the Supremes. All right? When those pastors told me, or tell you, or tell anybody, that we must submit to the government, ask them a couple things. It wasn't that long ago that the Supreme Court and the government said that people of color, Afro-Americans, were not humans. And we had the right to own them. Everybody did. Would we do that? But wait a second, it was the ordinance of the government. The government told you that you could do that. Well, was it right or wrong? It was, thank you, say it like you mean it. Was it right? It was wrong. It was wrong. It was wrong for the government to do that. When the government told Martin Luther King the Jim Crow laws, where a black man couldn't drink out of a white man's faucet,
yeah,
where a black man had to ride in the back of a bus, or where everybody has to wear a mask, what did they do? They stood up and said, this far, no further.
Right.
All right? When's the church going to do that? And I remember how Martin Luther did that. He didn't bring bats and bullets. He came with prayer and with preaching, with the Word of God. And he came with the Christians. And they allowed them. They said, turn the water hose on me. Sick the dogs on me. It's all right because what I'm standing for is the Word of God. I'm standing for righteousness. I'm standing for a free America.
Amen.
I have a dream, right? Anybody remember that speech? It was a great speech. It was more of a sermon where all people, black and white, they would be equal. There'd be no difference between us.
Amen. Well, they are because we all came from the same 2 parents.
Amen. Absolutely, sister.
Different colors for different climates.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Yeah, it's pigment. And once you get past the pigment, everybody's the same.
We all bleed red.
Yeah, we all bleed red. Yeah. The muscle structure of a Afro-American, I hate even calling them that. A darker pigmented person or a lighter pigment, it's the same. The bone structure is the same.
Yeah.
I mean, they may be taller, they may be shorter, but even in the same pigmentation, I'm short, you're tall. I look at him right in the belly button. Man, he's a tall guy.
No.
See, all that stuff doesn't matter.
No.
See, we need to understand who we are in this time period, like Paul was understanding who they were in their time period.
Mm-hmm.
He says the rulers are not for a terror for good works. We should never fear the government while we're doing good.
That's right.
All right. Now, if we're bank robbing, speeding, taking other people's lives in our hands, then yes, fear the government. If you're dealing dope, fear the government. No doubt. You ought to.
Not anymore.
Well, back in the day, yeah, now it's legal, you know. It's legal to do anything except go out in public without a mask.
Right.
So, didn't they just say that in New York? That anybody who gets caught with misdemeanor amounts of drugs and stuff like that, they just let you off.
Yeah.
Yep. If a man goes and he rents a female, you know what I'm talking about? Is no longer against the law. There's no rule against that anymore in New York.
Yeah, that's just a doorway to protect the pedophile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so anyhow, if we're doing good work, we're not supposed to terrify them. The people who are doing evil, they ought to be afraid, because that person who's the sheriff, that person who's the police officer, the person who's the governor, they are there to keep the laws that lead to righteousness.
Amen.
All right, now when it gets upside down,
when
it gets turned back around, that's when it's time for the people, the people to take command of their own lives.
Right.
All right? We need to understand, who do we fear more? Do you fear the Lord God, or do you fear Governor Cuomo?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Governor Cuomo, he has the state troopers, and he can, and the National Guard, and they can come and shoot us if they want to. But that's okay. Shoot me, send me home. Amen. I'm not overly concerned about that.
No. Uh-huh.
What I am concerned about is my kids, my grandkids, mm-hmm. and them losing the God-given liberties, the God-given freedoms that we have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're losing it simply because the people are humbling themselves, licking the boots and kissing the ring of a hired man. Right? He's a hired man. The New York Assembly are hired people. They're hired by us. And you know when all this tyranny is going to stop? Is when the people stand up and say, this far and no further.
That's it. And they all have to take that mask off.
Yes.
Scared to death.
It is time to unmask our faith.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to unmask our faith. It's time to say, well, regardless of what the government says, this I'm going to live by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
All right. Now, the powers that be, which are demonic powers that be, they've got the whole world scared.
Right. Exactly.
And fear is what's driving this whole thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we don't really have to be all that worried about the rulers of this world anymore, the governors. We need to worry about our neighbors. Again, you've got to hold on to this thought. Paul said, I became all things to all men that I might bring some to Christ, that I might save some. So, if I am doing something that's causing somebody else to fail, to fall, to be afraid, just out of compassion. So when you go to the store, right? When you're out in the world, remember who is the ruler of the world? Who's the king of that side?
Satan.
That's them, right? When they bring their demonic rules into the body of Christ, who's supposed to be in charge here?
Yeah.
God, Jesus, amen? All right? So if you're out in the world and they're telling you to wear a mask, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. All right? And that's what the world does. But when the world tells you you cannot worship freely,
mm-hmm.
when the governor tells you that we got to stay 6 feet apart inside the house, inside the gathering place, inside the sanctuary of God, with God's people, when they say that they're more sovereign than the one true sovereign God,
mm-hmm.
that's where I draw the line.
Amen.
All right? Now, when I go to Home Depot, I wear a mask. All right? I do, because I don't want to cause anybody in the world fear. A lot of folks disagree with that. You should never wear a mask, some folks say. And I see that side of it. But see, if I'm going to ever witness to somebody, if I'm ever going to love somebody, if I'm ever going to be able to meet them and share compassion with them, I need to meet them where they're at. So there's two sides of this. One is I don't want to offend the non-believer, right? But I also don't want to offend God. So when I'm in the world, All right? I don't do the things of the world, but when I'm there, right, and they're expecting me to wear my mask. Now, the mask I wear is the same one that I wear for turkey hunting. All right? And it's just really a screen. Because I can't wear a mask. I ground a lot of concrete in my days, right, as a floor installer, and a mask chokes me.
Yeah.
I can't, I don't have the lung capacity to do that. All right, so I wear, it's a, you can see my lips. But from what I see, people don't care.
Well,
as long as you're covered. Right. And so I wear a mask, and you can see through it. I mean, it's just as good as theirs. You know, but I do that not out of fear, but out of respect for who they are, where they're at. I do all things, I become all things to all men, that I might bring some to Christ. And if me being able to witness to somebody, being able to talk about Jesus in the store, and I have to have a little mask on before I can do that, well, that's what I'll do. But when they tell me that I can't worship God in freedom and liberty, that's where the line for me needs to be drawn. That's why this church will not shut down. The only way this church is going to shut down is when they come in here with tanks and knock it down. All right? And then we're going to worship in the parking lot. So bring your parkas. Bring your heavy coats. See, the answer is pretty simple when we compare the passages between Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2 and the other passages. We need, as believers, must honor God. All right? We must honor God first and foremost. We need to define whose authority we're under. It must be clear. It must be clear that the Bible teaches a principle of general submission to all positions of authority. That's general submission to all. Like the Brooks speed limit sign. For heaven's sake, yes, obey the speed limit. Right? There's nothing wrong with obeying the speed limit. When you're out in the world and the world sees you, when I worked for a company, I had to wear a uniform. Mm-hmm. Right? And when I came home from work, guess what I did with the uniform? I took it off. Mm-hmm. And I put on my regular clothes, or my civilian does. Right? When I'm in the world and the world expects me to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. I don't have a problem with that. But when it is my domain, it's my home, is the body of Christ, I'm going to honor and fear God first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Right? Does anybody have any thoughts about that? Am I right or am I wrong?
I think you have to be convicted.
Yes.
You have to do it. I don't wear a mask all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
If they kick me out, fine.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about what they think. Now, I have my mask on, and it comes below the nose.
Yeah.
No woman goes, your mask is not over your nose. I said, well, you have yours on, my dear, and you're protected.
Absolutely.
So where's going to get it? I said, if I get it, I'll get over it.
Absolutely. I'm with you. You know, and absolutely, and that there's nothing wrong with it, exactly what you said. Now, yes, my sister.
Because I was really thinking about this and how I feel and stuff, and I think the mask issue is largely political.
Yeah, amen.
And what do I believe politically? And personally, I'm a capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that the laws of the mask should be left up to a property owner. And it should not be mandated by the government.
Amen.
So if I want to shop at a business that asks me to wear a mask, then I wear a mask.
Yes.
And if there was a business that wouldn't force me to wear a mask, then I probably would go to that business more. And I really think things would even out. And I have no problem with the government telling us this is what we think the virus is doing.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get, they're still discovering.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but I don't think anybody really knows completely what's going on with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, still, nobody's 100% for sure.
Mm-hmm.
As with any virus, even the flu. I mean, how long
yeah.
has that been around? We don't know everything about it. So my opinion is political. I'm a capitalist.
Yes.
I believe if you own property, you should be able to control
Amen.
The rules of your property. So if I want to go to Walmart,
yep.
and Walmart says, we want you to come in and we want you to wear a mask, then you can. But I would love to see the businesses be able to exercise
their
that
freedoms.
Power,
yeah.
Just to see what actually happens.
Yeah.
You know, and be like,
you're
okay,
right.
Let's, and then that's the
wouldn't that be a great thing?
I want to support the business that I align with. But anyways, that's kind of where I've been doing a lot of thinking about it. And we're very fortunate with our lifestyle. We don't have to wear them like 98% of the
right,
time.
Exactly.
So I feel like we probably don't have, are allowed to have as much an opinion because
Chris
doesn't have to go out in the workplace and wear one
10
hours a day. So I'm
sure
people that have to do that have even more of an opinion on it.
Yeah.
But I just kind of, my thing is, I really wish that this could be a political issue with capitalism.
Yeah.
And if you own property, you can make that rule for your property.
Yes.
And then we, the people,
mm-hmm.
can speak with our voice as to what properties we decide to visit.
Yeah.
Is really where I think it should be landed.
For instance, there are two stores, kind of the same. There's a Family Tree and a Dollar Store.
Right.
Right? Side by side. One says that you can come without a mask. One says you got to wear a
mask.
Right,
exactly.
That's who sells the most merchandise.
Right, exactly.
Right? I believe the without a mask can explode.
Right.
You know?
Right. And
the government, you're right, the government should not, see, that's where we're coming at, because most churches are saying that the government, we have to obey the government. Mm-hmm. No, we don't have to. Not on this particular thing. You know, when they're going to mandate the vaccine, and it's coming, it's going to be a mandated thing, we're going to have to make up our mind just like you make up the mask. Either you're going to take it or you're not going to take it. It's a free will thing. When the government tells me I have to, that's where I kind of get a little crinkled up. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never been vaccinated against anything. All right, when I get sick, guess what I get? Better or dead. Right? That's really simple. The doctor keeps telling me you need your shingles vaccine. I said, well, I got a whole roof full of shingles. Which one are you going to vaccinate? You know? He said, no, because you had chicken pox. I said, well, if I get the rash, I'll get over the rash.
Right?
Will it hurt? Well, sure it'll hurt.
Yeah.
I got the mumps.
The gals have lawsuits going.
That should be our decision.
Absolutely. That's, we need to understand where our freedoms are.
Yeah.
And what you said, Therese, is great, because it does need to be about our personal decision and not bowing down to a mandate of the government. Mm-hmm. Right? It's taking the scripture out, these scriptures out of context.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And Christians are taking them out of context. Right? Pastors are. Yeah. Pastors are, you know. And when they get upset about my free will choice, or your free will choice, to come together and worship.
Yeah.
All right? I shouldn't have to fear the government because I'm doing good work.
That's right.
Right?
They're supposed to praise the good people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're not doing anything harmful to anybody else. Right? And I truly believe that God is sovereign. Y'all believe God is sovereign?
Amen.
All right? That there's not one person going to catch this thing that isn't going to catch it anyway.
Right.
The people that I know that caught the virus are the ones who were all PPE'd up, had all of their personal protective equipment on. The nurse that dealt with Justin, she came down with the bug, right? But she had the face shield on, she had the face mask on, had the rubber gloves, the little blue suit, right? And the little slippers that she wore, and she'd take them, they take them off special. She doesn't even touch it.
She doesn't take any vitamin D, though.
Yeah. Again, I believe that God has given us the minerals here on this earth to take care of that. Zinc and vitamin D. All right? And if you can't buy zinc because people are buying it crazy, eat oysters. You know oysters are the highest vitamin or zinc? And you might not like oysters. I see some, ooh, oysters. Well, it's better die. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of things, a lot of food, a lot of shellfish, don't be shellfish, have zinc in them naturally. Meat. Do you know that regular red beef has zinc in it, mm-hmm. has a high quantity. Anyhow, there's ways to get it in your body. Any thoughts? Or am I?
Well, I think when a lot of times when preachers stop on Romans 13, they try to draw that parallel between a democratic representative republic,
yeah.
and Caesar.
See, yeah.
We were not under Caesar.
We're not.
We're under paid
yes.
servants
yes.
that came out of the general population mm-hmm. and are supposed to do their job or get fired.
Right.
That's the way it's supposed
that's
to be.
That's the way it's supposed
that's
to be.
That's the contract.
Yes, that's the contract.
Yeah.
All right. And so even what Romans says here is who's in charge?
Yeah.
Cuomo and Fauci are not in charge. They're hired men. They're your gardener. Right? Really, they're your plumber. That's all they are.
Yeah.
And as long as we keep backing down from the plumber, your pipes are going to be clogged.
The people allow it.
Yeah.
It's their own fault. They're sheep.
Amen.
They won't make an opinion because somebody will think wrongly of them. They're scared. They can't be scared.
I have a book in my shelf. It's about the pastors from the Black Robe Regiment. Y'all know what the Black Robe Regiment was back in the revolutionary days? Mm-hmm. It was the pastors who stood against the tyrannical government.
Mm-hmm.
And I have their little button right here. It's called Power in the Public, the Black Robe, Power in the Pulpit, Black Robe Regiment. And these pastors were the ones who said, this far and no further.
Right.
These pastors are the ones who said, you will not come into my house, into my church, into this place, under this body, and tell us what we're going to do. They're the ones who took their muskets and their pulpits.
Yeah. There's a time and place for everything.
and that's what they did. There's one, Joseph Lanthrop. He's a sermon that he wrote in December 14th, 1787. Perhaps it will be asked if there is no case in which a people may resist the government. Now, see what he said? There's a time. Is there a time that people should resist the government?
Yeah.
Yes, there is such a case, and that is when the ruler usurp power, oppressive. Thank you. I was reading it, and it took me a while to get it. When rulers usurp power present oppressive, usurp power oppressive to the people and continue to support it by military force in contempt of every respectful they use big words, man, that I don't know. In this case, the body of the people have the natural right to unite their strength for a restoration of their own constitutional government.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got all these quotes up here. There's a lot of them. Jonathan Mayhew, 1749, 1750, he wrote this little quote, "No government has been submitted to at the expense of that which is the sole end of all government, the common good and the safety of security. The only reason for an institution of a civil government and the only rational ground for submission to it is the common safety and unity. If there be any case being 14, 15, the common safety, oh man, that's a lot. I'm going to read, oh, it's this whole sermon right here. What he's saying basically is that the government has its job.
Right.
All right? The government has to make sure that we're supposed to have a strong military. That's what the government does. The governor's going to make sure, or supposed to make sure, we don't have a lot of potholes. Right? That's his job. We pay taxes to the government that they keep the roads and the plumbing and the things working that we can have a life. They make sure that the traffic lights work. That's what the government's job is. It's not to rule the people with a rod of iron. And when the people submit to a tyrannical government, you're giving up your liberties.
Right.
Franklin put it this way, if a man is willing to give up his freedom and liberty for safety, he doesn't deserve any of it.
No.
Freedom's a very dangerous thing. Mm-hmm. It's risky. Mm-hmm. It's not something that is for the lighthearted. Mm-hmm. Okay? It takes a little bit of courage, a little bit of bravery to live in a true freedom in a democratic or a republic society. There's a lot of stuff here, but while I was in Peter today going over that portion of scripture, I didn't want to just read it and let it float. Because there's a lot of people, Christians right now, that are taking those scriptures way out of context. Amen. We're not doing anything wrong by worshiping God. Mm-hmm. In the liberties and the freedoms that we have. Mm-hmm. And really, truly, if you want to wear a mask in here,
you can. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to throw a stone at you. No, not nobody. I mean, nobody's going to be mad at you or angry about that. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You want to do that, you can. Mm-hmm. If you want to wear one purple sock, one green sock, you can. No problem.
That's why everybody look at their feet.
That doesn't matter. I mean, make sure that you got clothes on. But outside of that, I don't care if you color coordinate. If you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask. But it's not going to be something that's mandated.
Right.
The government does not have the authority to force you into that.
No.
Like I said, I agree with you, Tracy. It's when your name is Tracy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I haven't called you by name often. All right. So and I haven't known to call people with the wrong name. But anyhow, when I go to a place and that place that the owner of that business says that I need to. No socks, no shoes, no shirt, no shoes, no service, right? And the beach, it's like that all over the place. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
You know, I don't. That's their store, their rule. I don't have a problem with that. When I'm in a store and it says that we want you to wear a mask in my store, I don't have a problem with that. But don't try to tell me what kind of mask I'm going to wear. You know? I almost got my grandson's Trump mask. Put the whole thing on. And anyhow, I don't want to kick this any further than that. I want us to understand when people come at you with that scripture, with those scriptures, mm-hmm. and tell you that you are sinning because you're not obeying what the governor tells you to, that is incorrect. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's not what the scripture is saying.
Mm-mm. No.
Anyhow, I've been talking for a long time. I love you guys. I don't want you to be afraid, right? I want you to know the liberties that you have. And really what it means to submit to the government. There are things that we should submit to the government to, right?
Seatbelts.
Yeah.
No driving.
Well, seatbelts I kind of disagree with, because if I get in a wreck and I die in it, nobody else
does. I know, but I think they do more good.
No,
but
well, folks,
right,
exactly. It's in my car. If I want to ride a motorcycle without a helmet.
Yeah, but the government has to take care of you when you're a vegetable. That's why they don't.
They don't. They put you on the side of the road, you rot. I mean, you did a stupid thing, you deserve stupid
take
price. Yeah. No. The problem is we think that the government has the power to take care of us.
Right.
They don't.
No.
You know that? The government shouldn't have the power to feed me. The government shouldn't have the power to take care of me. The government shouldn't have the power to give me medicine or refuse me medicine.
They don't belong in health care.
They don't belong in health. They don't belong in marriages. They don't belong in health care. They belong in potholes. Right.
Where's Washington?
My. And so, anyhow, I know this may not have been a regular Christmas service.
The days we're in.
But it's the days we're in. And sometimes, well, we were in this portion of Scripture, and this thing needed to be talked about.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why I talked about it. Yeah. Anyhow, I love you. I want you to be free to experience the liberties that are in Christ Jesus. Right? And
Amen.
Not to be so afraid
no.
of a tyrannical government that you can't express your liberty, your freedom.
Right.
We have a constitution that allows us to do that.
Amen.
We have a Bible that tells us to fear God, not man.
Right.
And so I love you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Now, Father, we thank you. We thank you so much for the day. I pray for the time that we spent just kind of kicking this thing around. Lord, I pray that your truth, your love, your wisdom would be heard, would be understood, and your name would be honored. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for those things. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen.